Hello and good day. Welcome to Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I will be interviewing Pengfei Lu today to discuss their research. Hey, Pengfei, how's it going?
Hello, hi. Everything is good.
And what are you working on in the lab? What degree are you working on, and what's your research project?
I already received a PhD in China, so now I'm a postdoc in Dr. Donald Zhang's lab.
Okay.
I joined the lab about 2016, so I've been here over 4 years. So this year is the 5th year already.
Wow. So what is your postdoctoral research project on?
Our lab focuses on the M2 signal pathway, but I'm more interested in the related disease mechanism. So, now I did about the relationship between M2 and diabetes, lung injury, and cancers. So, M2 signal pathway, in fact, is a very important pathway in regulate ROIs. I think most people should know ROIs, which can make us become more and more old. Because this signal pathway is very important to inhibit ROS level in our body. If without NF2 signal pathway, we have the mice don't have NF2 in their body, and the mice will be super sensitive to the chemical treatment and to the environmental stresses. This is why we study this signal pathway. For example, sulforaphane, a compound isolated from the vegetable broccoli. If the mice feeding with sulforaphane can increase the M2 level and active the signal pathway, reduce the ROIs.
You feed mice broccoli?
Feed mice with sulforaphane, a compound isolated from broccoli.
Okay, so you feed mice a compound in broccoli.
Mice won't eating broccoli.
So what is your hypothesis with that compound that you're giving to the mice?
After give this compound, this is a kind of M2 signal pathway activator. So after feed the mice with sulforaphane, can induce the M2 signal in mice body. And in that way, mice will be strong and will be healthy, more healthy, in fact. Some paper published last year showed a very interesting result. If the mice drinking the water which contain M2 activator, the mice can live longer. The age can increase the 24%. You can think about if a person, maybe this person only live 17, 18 years old, eat sulforaphane every day, maybe this person can live to 100 years old.
Helping humans live longer?
Yeah, maybe. This is why we study the M2 activator.
Wow, that's awesome, Pengfei. That's really great. What are you going to do next?
In fact, I still think I will work in a university or some institute and continue with my research. I won't work in company because I don't have the idea about how to make money.
And so, Pengfei, do you listen to music?
Obviously, no.
Really? No music?
Because I don't have time.
What about when you're working in the lab? Just silence? Nothing?
Usually silence, reading paper. When I was in China, I listened a little bit.
And what would you listen to in China?
Not the fast music. The very slow music.
Okay. But it sounds like you are on a mission to extend the lives of humans, and you are just working in the lab and reading papers all the time. Very happy to have you at the University of Arizona.
Thank you
so much for your time, Pengfei.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.